Please do not be alarmed. Remain calm. Do not attempt to leave the dance floor. The DJ booth is conducting a troubleshoot test of the entire system.
I'm one of one. I'm number one. I'm the only one. Don't even waste your time trying to compete with me. No one else in this world can think like me. I'm twisted, how contradicted. Keep him addicted. Lies on his lips, I lick it. Unique? That's what you are. Stilettos kicking vintage crystal off the bar. Category, bad. I'm the bar. Alien superstar. Whip, whip.
I'm too classy for this world. Forever I'm that girl. Beat you diamonds and pearl. Ooh, baby. I'm too classy to be touched. I paint them all in dust. I'm stingy with my. You put on eyes on you when you perform. Eyes on I when I put on. Mastermind and haute couture. Label can't clock, I'm so obscure. Masterpiece genius. Drip and trippiness. Patty cake on Maris, Tiffany blue billboards over the ceiling. We don't like plain. Always dreamed of paper planes. I'll have when I rodeo, then I come down and take off again. You see pleasure in my glare. Look over my shoulder and you ain't scared. The effects you have on me when you stare. Head on a pillow, hike it in the air.
I'm too classy for this world. Forever I'm that girl. Beat you diamonds and pearl. Ooh, baby. I'm too classy to be touched. I paint them all in dust. I'm stingy with my love. Ooh, baby.
I got pearls beneath my legs, my lips, my hands, my hips. I got diamonds beneath my eyes, where his ego will find bliss. Can't find an ocean deep that can compete with a cinnamon kiss. Fire beneath your feet, music when you speak, you're so unique.
Unique.
That's what you are. Lingerie reflecting off the mirror on the bar. Category, sexy. I'm the bar. Alien superstar.
We dress a certain way, we walk a certain way, we talk a certain way, we paint a certain way, we make love a certain way. You know, all of these things we do in a different, unique, specific way that is personally ours.
Reaching out to the solar system, we flying over, we flying over. Supernatural love up in the air. Talk Casanova, superstar, supernova. Power pulling in closer. Special man, and why he over here?
This is the Pulse with Daryl Ong and Off New Thing. You just heard the latest from Queen Bey, Beyonce, with the track Alien Superstar. This week, both of us are going to review her latest drop, Renaissance, her seventh studio album and the first bit of solo music since 2013.
Yeah, it's definitely an album that we have to cover right on the show. The term an artist that needs no introduction is thrown around pretty frequently these days, but that really is the case with Beyonce. She was, of course, a part of American girl group Destiny's Child before going solo and making it big with her Crazy in Love track featuring Jay-Z, her future husband, from her debut album Dangerously in Love.
Yeah, it's an album I actually like, even to today. It's quite a timeless album, Dangerously in Love. But since then, she has ascended to the upper echelons of the music industry, from being merely a singer to being an icon where every move she makes causes ripples in the industry. She's also the most awarded female artist of all time and have sold more than 100 million records worldwide, not including 60 million records with Destiny's Child.
Yeah, Yeah, back in early June this year, Queen Bee removed her profile pictures across all social media accounts, signaling to her fans that a new album is on the way, and it was officially released on the 29th of July. It's her first full-length release in years, where she wants her fans to hear it first before watching it. Since 2011, every other Beyoncé album came with accompanying visuals. 2013's self-titled album was called a visual album with music videos for every song, followed up with 2016 musical film Lemonade, 2019's Homecoming, and the recent Black is King with Disney Plus.
Yeah, but this marks her first bit of solo music, and we'll get into it real soon. But first, here's the lead single from that album, Renaissance. This is Beyoncé, Break My Soul, only here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Everybody, you won't break my soul.
That was Beyoncé with the lead singer from Renaissance called Break My Soul. This week on The Pulse, we are reviewing that very album. It's the seventh studio album by Beyoncé.
And on to the first reactions of this album. We played two songs so far from the album. And as you can tell, house music is back with a vengeance. And it's an album that's made for dancing, for sure, especially compared to her other releases like Lemonade, for example, right? Which was a bit more introspective, a bit more political in nature.
I think many people, including me, were expecting a full-on house album just because of that lead single, right? Very 90s Chicago house with Break My Soul. But instead, it features a few decades worth of black music innovation from 70s disco all the way to 90s house, right? It's really a celebration of black music, I would say.
Yeah, and while listening to this record, my first run-through, there were no terrible tunes on this record. But at the same time, I don't know if you feel the same way, there wasn't any standout ones, you know? It really was an easy listen with that dance floor cohesiveness being the glue that stitches the album's 16 tracks and even some of the ballads. When I say ballads here on this album, I mean slower than usual songs, right?
Yeah.
They sound dancey.
Ballads, but still banging.
Banging ballads.
Yeah, I have to talk about the glue that, you know, glues all the track together, because each track on the album is meant to seamlessly weave into the next, making it a big 16-track mix with some, I gotta say, pretty beautiful track transitions, you know. No lazy fade-outs to end a song on the record, which was a smart move because I found myself wanting to stay true till the end of each track just to hear how it would transition into the next. I don't know about you.
Yeah. But that being said, though, the downfall of, you know, what you just said is that most of the songs sound similar, right? And you don't know where you are in the album. In terms of singing, Beyoncé, of course, she's the best, one of the best vocalists and singers on the planet. So I was a bit confused during that whole whisper, talk, rapping moments. I'm not sure if she's done that before this album.
I mean, it's all about attitude, right?
Attitude. Yeah, but halfway through the album, that whole whisper, talk, rapping thing kind of lost its novelty a little bit for me.
I gotta add as well, the first time I listened to this album, I couldn't really get into it that much because I was listening to it on my handphone, with headphone
speakers. You told me, yeah.
And I realized you can't really enjoy this album without headphones or earphones because there's a lot of bottom end in this album, right? And I think feeling that bottom end is pretty important to enjoy the album.
Not just this album, I would say as a general rule of thumb. Your first run through, please use headphones, guys. But that being said, Renaissance, in terms of the transition, like you were mentioning, you know, plays out almost like a DJ set, right? It's so smooth, and talking about her range of vocals from upper register to lower register was so effortless and almost unnoticeable. And I don't know about you, Off, but while getting lost in this album, I often find myself kicking myself back into the mode of, this is a Beyoncé album, because most of the time she sounds like someone else. I heard a bit of Rihanna in there sometimes. I don't know if that's the same for you, but I had to remind myself, well, yes, this is a Beyoncé album. This is a Beyoncé album, a very different Beyoncé album.
Yeah, even though it had 16 tracks, it didn't feel like it had 16 tracks. I found myself looking forward to the next track. Before you know it, it's been 16 tracks.
And before you know it, you're going to play another track from that album. This is Beyoncé, taken from Renaissance, a seventh studio album, and All Up In Your Mind, only here on The Pulse. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Put me first in what you need. I know you're gonna love me. I try to give.
something up.
Tonight I'm rolling something.
I need some drink in my cup. Hey, I'm in the mood to pour something up.
I'm in the mood to pour something
up. I wanna go missing. I need a prescription. I wanna go higher. Can I sit on top of you? I wanna go where nobody's been.
You're still with me, Ofnir Teng, and Daryl Ong. On The Pulse this week, we are reviewing the 7th studio album of Beyoncé, Renaissance. And you just heard the track, Cuff It. It's the more disco-friendly track and has that signature guitar funkiness by Nile Rodgers.
Yes, the unmistakable sound of Nile Rodgers, right? And that leads us nicely into the production and songwriting of Renaissance. I'm going to start with songwriting first because the songwriting is repetitive and simplistic in nature. And don't get me wrong, it's not the worst thing, but this album in terms of songwriting won't go down in history of one of her better albums, especially if you compare it with the rest of her repertoire.
I mean, with each new album, it feels like she has picked up a thing or two from Jay-Z, slowly moved away from your standard R&B songwriting. Mm. She strikes me more of a hybrid singer / rapper these days, which I'm sure she finds liberating because she can now do more wig-snatching wordplay and things that sound better when it's spoken, not sung?
I'm not sure how I feel about that, though. Like I said, you know, sometimes I thought she was a different person. I have to remind myself of Beyonce. It's a Beyonce album because Beyonce is always known to be that, you know, high range crooner, almost, I don't want to say this, but Mariah Carey type of singer, if you know what I mean.
Well, if anything, I feel that after this album, maybe she might go back to her roots, you know, doing that whole vocal acrobatics thing with the next album.
Yeah. Which is what she became famous for, right? But while her lyrics are anything but groundbreaking, the production on this, on Renaissance, is next level. It's raw, thumping, and energetic. And I really like how some of the tunes pay homage to lesser known or heard dance floor elements, you know, things like Afrobeat in there, you have a bit of trap and soul, instead of your cookie cutter, trending, hard-hitting dance beats all the time.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't sound like your traditional Beyonce album. Not sure if she was perhaps influenced by the avant-garde alternative R&B tendencies of her younger sister, Solange, but this album has pretty bold production choices, right, for a mainstream pop record. Yeah, but it takes someone as huge as Beyonce to properly bend the mainstream taste to her will and make it the new norm. Love it or hate it, you can't deny that she has that sort of power and influence.
Yeah, and the people sitting on the production chairs, it's a huge, extensive list, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got Nile Rodgers, Mike Dean, A.G. Cook, Skrillex, Drake, Rafael Sadiq, No ID, and more. I haven't even scratched the surface when it comes to the names, right?
For sure. In terms of the flow, like we alluded to, plays out like a DJ set, so it's an album that's really easy to get lost into without noticing the runtime. And also, I think it was a great decision to not include a pure ballad in the album, which is the first album she has released that doesn't have a ballad. So party tunes
I think
all the way.
She was really thinking about the flow of the record and wanting things to be seamless. I got to give a shout out to Kanye West though, because this album sounds very hip house, right? You know, hip hop with house.
Yep.
And it's not new per se. In fact, it can be traced all the way back to the late 80s with acts like the Beatmasters, the Jungle Brothers, or even modern acts like Azealia Banks. And Kanye West, I would say that he pursued this sound way back in 2016 with The Life of Pablo, you know, for the track Fate. Even though, love him or hate it, he kind of did it first.
Yeah, he did it first. And this one really pays homage to the post-80s black dance music with nods to not just historical legends, but those who were whose contributions have been overlooked. You know, samples include guys like Grace Jones, Sheila E., Nile Rodgers, like we mentioned, the Clark Sisters, Donna Summer, and many, many more.
Yeah.
Very historically conscious release musically as well, where early disco music was influenced by, you know, funk, soul, jazz of the late 60s, and combined these styles with the technology using synthesizers, multi-track recordings, and drum machines to the mix. And this album really hits the nail on the head when it comes to this.
Yeah, I really love the inclusion of those big synths that really shakes and rumbles throughout the record, right? Imagine hearing those on thick speakers. I think specific tracks like Thick, Energy, All Up In Your Mind really pushes the boundaries production-wise. It's rather experimental, and it's a sound that you usually only hear from underground hyperpop kind of acts.
Agreed.
Yeah, I really love how Beyonce has embraced those big ugly synth sounds in the context of a club track. Even Pure Honey, you know, embraces those both sides of disgustingly satisfying synths, but with a switch up 2 minutes in with a sweet disco section.
That's what I want to talk about, actually. That switch up is almost apparent in almost every song, right? You're almost waiting, okay, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And when it does happen, it's, I would say, quite rewarding because of the flow and how it connects with the next track. So this is definitely an album, I think, that you got to listen start to finish.
Yeah.
Although it does play out quite quickly for an hour album.
Yeah, sometimes the bigger the artist, the more secretive they get when it comes to sharing their creative process in the studio. Because all we know about this album is that she worked on it during the pandemic, and the only piece of information we have is the track listing credits. I really wish that she had like a behind the scenes in the studio kind of video for us to see the process, because yeah, I'm very curious.
I think there was a lot of dancing involved during the pandemic for Beyonce. With that being said, though, let's head to another track from that album, Renaissance. This is Beyonce, Plastic Off the Sofa, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Boy, I know you can't help but to be yourself around me, yourself around me. And I know nobody's perfect, so I'll let you be, I'll let you be. It's the way you wear your emotions on both of your sleeves, to the face you make.
that you can't help but be yourself around me. Yourself around me. Sugar. When you're tripping, I know I make up, they make love. So I let you be. I let you be. It's the way you listen when I'm crying.
Plastic Off the Sofa by Beyoncé. This week on The Pulse, we're reviewing her 7th studio album, Renaissance. And right now, we've reached the part where we talk about our final ratings and final thoughts about the album.
It's an album with a runtime of 1 hour and 2 minutes. And I really want to say that's a tad too long for a party slash dance album. But I didn't really notice the time at all. Yeah. So that's a good thing, I guess.
It's a pretty high energy album, right? That's perfect for pretty much any time of the day except for winding down. but it'll be perfect for... It's a perfect album to wake up to or to dance the night away, I would say. But I find it hard for me, you know, to... I find it hard to imagine me singing along to certain words, like drop it like a totty when I'm in the car alone. But there are some tracks that I would add to my playlist. But you're right. I think this is an album that you really have to listen from start to finish to fully enjoy the work.
Yeah, and also given, to be honest, I just had one run at it, and maybe it's just me, but a solid hour of high energy music is definitely tough to pull off, right? Yeah. So I can imagine there'll be people who would see this album as locked into one upbeat groove, good or bad, up to your interpretation, but it doesn't have much variety when it comes to energy and pace. So I can see also a lot of people skipping through the songs, not exactly skipping tracks, but skipping through the songs. This one, Renaissance, is not as conceptually strong as her previous releases, but in my opinion, this is a more sonically astute release that will work well as an instrumental release as well. Nothing against Beyoncé singing, of course, but I can see how the instrumental version can be nice to listen to.
Yeah, I gotta mention, I know we've been mentioning about this pretty frequently, but that whole mixtape transition thing, it's something that's so simple to execute, and yet when you do it well, it makes your album sound so much better.
You're not
right?
supposed to notice it, right?
Yeah, I think she really managed to make the album sound like it was produced by one person, even though there were many hands involved in this album.
For sure. She's, of course, a tastemaker and a trendsetter, Beyoncé, so I expect to see more traditional R&B and pop artists venturing in this kind of soundscape. Yeah. I was prepped for this album actually off when you told me beforehand that it was a house and dance music album. So I was kind of ready for it, for that kind of sound. And I was surprised that this has a lot less straightforward 90s house jam than I expected. You know, it had lots of different sounds, like I alluded to, you know, Afrobeat, you have a bit of trap and soul in there. And the switch up during certain tracks really, really kept me on my toes.
Yeah, the album definitely didn't have, you know, her usual big iconic singles. But I think Renaissance will go down in history as a memorable one as a whole, because her previous albums were known for having a couple of singles here and there. But this one, I have a feeling that people would actually listen to the whole album front to back more often compared to her other releases, just because it's so cohesive thematically.
Yeah, agreed. And I also have to say, in hindsight, house music, of course, is unconventional for Beyoncé now, so she's trying it with this record. And I really can see how this can be part of her arsenal of sounds, especially with a second and third house follow-up. That's, of course, if she does it. But My advice going into this album, if you have not listened to it, guys, go into this with zero expectations. Forget about Beyoncé of the old. Just turn your brain off and just listen. You know, she's definitely not trying to make many statements or hidden meanings in this album as compared to an album like Lemonade, for example.
Yeah, just have fun with it.
Yeah, this one's calculated, meticulous, and it's hard to see this not being on year-end list and possibly Grammy Awards as well. But one thing's for sure, I'm totally on board with house music coming back.
Yeah, definitely. And now we have come to the last section of our review where we say some of the tracks that we like and some of the tracks that we dislike.
Dislike, I have none. I have to say that first. But
really?
Yeah. Yeah, I have none, actually.
You're not just saying that because you're afraid of her fans, right?
No, not at all, because it plays out like one big song. So, but there were standout moments in that album. For me, Cuff It, that we played, really nice, funky one. Also, I'm That Girl. For me, those two made me go back to my Spotify. Oh, what track is this? You know how you refer back to the track title?
Well, I gotta say, under my dislikes, Cuff It is one of those.
I saw that.
Well, so I have two tracks that I don't really like, which is Virgo's Groove and Cuff It. They are good songs by usual standards, but I feel there's not much X factor for those two, as it could very well be a Dua Lipa or Lizzo song. Although I can see the more traditional Beyoncé fans liking those tracks, since it's not too alienating production-wise and has a pretty familiar vibe. Great songs, but I think it's just too familiar sounding for me.
How about your best tracks from the album, outstanding ones?
Okay, for me, those outstanding ones are the ones that showcase a more experimental side to Beyoncé. She only needs, because I truly believe that she only needs one Single Ladies or Irreplaceable or
One Crazy in Love.
Yeah, one is enough. You know, she doesn't have to do it twice and she knows it. And I like to think that Solange had a hand in helping her discover her more experimental side. So I love the tracks with more edgy synthesizers, you know, where it's a bit ugly sounding. I love all that. So tracks like Energy, All Up In Your Mind and Thick, those are my three favourites.
And we're going to ask you on the program, have you heard Renaissance? What do you think about it? So is it one of her best albums so far? You can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Okay, off Judgment Time. Out of 5 stars.
I was about to throw the question to you first.
Nah, but I did it first.
Okay, it's easily in the 4 range. So the question is 4 point what? Now, it is a good album, so I'm going to say, out of 5, I'm going to give it a 4.4.
You know what? I had 4.5 in my mind. Because it's not a bad album. It's a great album. Yep. But maybe not our cup of tea, or else it'll hit a 5, I think, if you were fans of this kind of music.
So 4.4 from me and 4.5 from Daryl.
I think it's one of the highest ratings we've given so far in our history of doing reviews. But we'd love to hear again what you think of Beyoncé's Renaissance. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or tweet us at BFM Radio. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofni Thing.
This has been The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Before we leave, one more from Queen B.
This one features Beam, and it's the track Energy by Beyoncé. Only here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Good night. On stage rocking out stir crazy, Coco flow like 1980s. Come lit still I drop lazy, none of that maybe. Energy, energy, energy. Just 5, 4 now 45, don't get out of line. Ooh, 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 pick a side. Only double lines we cross is dollar signs. Yeah. Ooh, 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 hold up. Wait, I hear you just got paid, making rain. Energy, Shima Cancun, Hima, Saint-Tropez. Be waving the room, the crowd gon' move. Look around, everybody on mute. Look around, it's me and my group. Big energy. We was on stop mode, got froze, froze from page vogue. No pause, chat too much, bro, clip on load. That's that Kodak energy. 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 Yeah, yeah. Gold links, raw dinner. You know that we do it grande. You know that I'm gonna be extra. When that camera go pop, 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 pop. Keep them waiting like that, 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 that. Ooh la la la. That's the way them boys sound when I walk through the black, black, black. Then I oozy that.
doozy. Shut, shut, shut.
Chillin', mindin' our business. Poppin' our paint and champagne through the ceiling. Sippin' it up, flickin' it up. All this good energy got you all in your feelings, feelings. I'm crazy, I'm swearing, I'm daring. Your man staring. I just entered the country with derringers. Cause them Karens just turned into terrorists.
You was unstoppable.